The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
Man, Bing Crosby's voice, I tell you. I got to tell you, too. I'm a Frank Sinatra guy. When we come to pop music, it's all about Mr. Sinatra and certainly Dean Martin and the great Sammy Davis Jr. and Tony Bennett. But, man, that guy, every time I hear that guy. So, and thanks to Beth Connors, who when we went to the cathedral, St. Patrick's Cathedral, the other night, and had such a great, great time. Just a moving time. Honored to be there with the Connors, with the Legatus group there, a bunch of very, very well-known, very committed Catholics. And then she presented me with these two albums, man, with Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby and the Fred Waring Orchestra. Who is Fred Waring? I love all my kids. Like, you know what my daughter said in the backseat of the car? I was driving. I had Mikey up front and Olivia was in the back. I was driving the kids back from school. And then I hear say, oh, Mikey, we should do Night and Day. I mean, to hear that. Here, that's one of the classic Cole Porter songs. I told my daughter, I went, oh man, I said, you guys do that on stage. Mikey, you play the guitar the way Al Viola did, you know, for Mr. Sinatra. And I love when you discover that. And that's what I did. I remember distinctly in Essex County, New Jersey, in my room. And then I would go through my parents' records and I would find Benny Goodman. So I would find Tony Bennett and Frank Sinatra, you know, but I remember looking through Goodman and hearing the jazz greatness of the Benny Goodman band. And if you're younger and you're the grandchild of someone listening to the radio or whatever, if you're a boomer, you got to check out Teddy Wilson on piano, Lionel Hampton on vibes, you know, Krupa on drums. Come on. This and Goodman on a clarinet. The clarinet was the lead instrument of that group. Think about how genius that is. So I appreciate Beth Connors coming and bringing in like Fred Waring. I had no idea until I did my first commercial, which was 100 years ago. And we shot it at one of the quote unquote Fred Waring property. And I said, who's Fred Waring? Really? I was about 24 years old. Well, Fred Waring, what is that? Oh, the Pennsylvanians? You don't know Fred Waring? And I learned about Fred Waring when I was a kid. And now here, Beth brings me a Fred Waring. And she was on the road singing with these great groups. We have to talk about that with Mike when he's kind enough to come back on the show. So anyway, it's all about America. And this land is your land. And God bless your land. There's a lot to get into that I feel it's my responsibility to get into this morning. We're leaving for Italy. We got a lot to get into today. Again, I can't tell you how great the feel was within the White House, the patriotism, the positive energy, everything you see on television, it's exactly the opposite within the administration. This president isn't breathing heavy. He may say things that are harsh. You may not understand what he says, but they are just so heck-bent on taking President Trump down. And so I just think after seeing the Dallas, if you saw any of that Dallas rally last night with President Trump, holy moly. You know when he would always go,
And we, you know, we always sometimes have fun with it where he goes, oh, there's 20,000 here, 25,000 waiting to get in. There were 25,000 people waiting to get in. Like, think about that. What group, what, I'm telling, the top name entertainer couldn't draw that. Yet they're going out. And I think, and the what I'm feeling, because I see the real world, not what this, the, and it is fake news. When they try to go up and just do everything negative just for their own power and control, that this president wins by a landslide. The thing is, when they start going after specific policy stances, that's the way politics should be. If they don't like that the president pulled out of Syria the way he did, if they don't like that, great. But don't insult our intelligence and start talking about ISIS taking over again. Because where were they when Barack Obama formed and created ISIS? You know, where were they when they voted for the Iraq war? Where were all these people? I don't forget. And by the way, I don't forget a few short years ago, pre-Donald Trump, they were burning people in cages in the Middle East. And that was stopped by one man. And that one man's name is Donald J. Trump. Like it or not. And I know you don't like it. A lot of people, just how could you say that? That's positive about the president. It's true. Remember the poor Jordanian pilot, the beheadings with that creep. I forgive me for even mentioning his name, Jihad Johnny, that son of a gun. They blew him into little particles, the bum, the creep loser, these cockroaches that dare to attack us. This president is committed to taking them out. So don't talk to me about ISIS, and that's not an excuse. And it's so easy for all these hawks to step forward, me being one of them, guilty as charged. I don't think we should have left Syria. I think we should go in. I think we should drop a muddle of old bombs. Maybe I think when you want to go up against Turkey, let's do it. You want to do that, Erdogan? We'll put sanctions on, and we will. We'll protect the Kurds. I believe that. That's what I believe in my heart. Easy for me to say. But am I going to send my kids that I love, heart and soul, over there? Maybe you don't want to go over. I'm telling you. So I understand the criticisms. But let's have policy discussions. Let's not attack each other. Don't stand up, Nancy Pelosi, and point the finger to the president. And by the way, the former governor of Arizona, remember she did that to Barack Obama? Oh, she was racist. But Nancy Pelosi could do that to Donald Trump. Oh, my God. Stop it. Just stop it down there. And everything. You know what else, too, when I go down there? And I want to go to Frankie and break these stories down. And then we're going to go to Steve Perillo and have some fun about Italy. But when you go down there and you go around town, and what I did not feel at the White House, and why I know you and I are on the right path, because within the White House, and I have to tell you this, there was pure patriotism, and it came from the Italian-American community. That's a shout-out. That's a biased shout-out because I love my community. But there was patriotism. There was nobody was playing games. Nobody was looking for anything. But as you walk around the town and you go to a hotel here, you go to a hotel there, you meet somebody. Oh, hi, where are you from? An ulterior motive to everything. It's like, oh my gosh, you cannot believe it. You just can't believe that people are actually like that. And you know where else it is like that? I'll tell you, is in Hollywood. It's identical. In Hollywood, it's identical. And that's what I couldn't stand about Hollywood. There was an ulterior motive. Everybody was working an angle for something. And that's the way Washington is. And that's why we voted for Donald Trump, because he's so, you know, out of the loop in that regard. And it has nothing to do with the safety, the well-being of you and I. All they care about is their pension and welfare. Give me your pension and welfare. How can we argue about a health care plan when you think about it? The politicians have the platinum plan. They've got the Cadillac platinum plan. They won't give that up. They won't give it to us. And yet they're going, oh, look at this. We want to do Obamacare. What an insult. You're going to throw us little bones and pebbles and create this false health care for everybody. But you're going to have this high and mighty plan. You're going to have your own gym. And when I went to the train station, I had to deal with all that nonsense, first class or otherwise, how insulting it is the way they treat us in mass transit in the United States of America. You know what those politicians do? They get in a tunnel and they go right to the Capitol across the street. That's what they do. Why can't I do that? Because you know why? I helped build that tunnel. I did. And all those buildings down there in Washington are all white. Isn't that ironic? They're white. Talk about white privilege. The buildings are white and like I like white, like they what do you call steam clean those buildings like that. But then you go around town and the folks that are within, you know, D.C. proper, right in there in the city. That's one of the dangerous cities in America. How does that happen? And how does Nancy Pelosi stand up and point her finger to the president like that as a Democrat? As a Democrat, I was always taught, party of the people, help the less fortunate, help the disadvantaged, the stressed areas, the inner cities. What happened to the party? They don't even, and I wish I could tell you. And then when you hear, yes, when you hear Tulsi Gabbard talking about it, it's, oh, there's a Democrat. You hear Jeff Van Drew down in South Jersey, Josh Geinheimer in Bergen County. They start making sense. But you know what the Democrats do? They silence those people because they're conservatives. Conservative, wrong word. They're common sense politicians. Common sense politicians who want to work in a bipartisan way, the way Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan did. Now we have this war down there, and it's disgraceful. And I'm telling you, and I predict, and I pray that the president wins in a landslide, sticks it right in the face, and the point is take the House back. Get this Adam Schiff character out of there. This is scary. This is scary. They're not even allowing people to come in this quote-unquote impeachment inquiry. That's scary stuff. It's the Mueller probe all over again. It's the deep state running the country, and you and I are paying for it, and we've all had it. That's done. Oh, don't get me started. Piscopo, in the morning. Let me go to Stu if I can in Bay Ridge, and then I'm going to go to Five Boroughs if I can. Albert, thank you so much. Good morning, Stu. How you doing this morning? What's on your mind?
Doing great. It's my season. I'm in the coffee business. I love this weather. Just want to wish you and the guys a wonderful, safe trip, and I'm sure you'll have a lot of great memories. Joe, the most important thing about Fred Waring, it's not generally known, he is the inventor of the famous Waring blender.
Oh, no, he's not. That's the same guy? That's the same guy?
Same guy. Absolutely. Fred,
singer and blender. How did he possibly, you know, while he's singing, he would probably be playing around with this little machine that would make it. I love that. I love facts like that. Stu, thank you, and thanks for your kind wishes, man. And we appreciate it very, very much. Now, Frankie, I bet you didn't even know that.
I did not know that. I learned something this morning.
Matt Borsey texted me that a little while ago. So,
I didn't get.
I didn't feel like interrupting Joe. Well, that's
you know what? Though
I'm
turning over a new leaf.
But you know Fred Waring is like, I gotta say, they had this group of like 1,000 people singing these folk kind of songs, and he was very popular, and now he had time to make a blender. Frankie, this guy,
it's very impressive, very impressive.
Hey, Frank, let me run down. I will break in just a second, but I gotta tell you, first of all, the hosting of the G Summit at the Doral Resort. The Donald Trump administration going to hold next year's G Summit President Trump's Doral Resort. I've been there. It is second to none. It's great. And I couldn't agree more. I think it's spectacular. And then you hear it's against the Constitution. It's against the law. Is the president doing this just to say thank you? Because he's very, very close to those workers there. And how do I know? Because the workers told me how much they love Donald Trump. That every single one to a T love the boss of the Doral Resort, Donald Trump. Down there in Florida, but I wonder if he's just doing a shout out to them and knows that he's not going to get this. Is it indeed against the law of Five Boroughs?
Well, ultimately, I'm sure somebody will challenge this in court under the emoluments clause. But I think it's going to be very tough because while it is run by the Trump family, you'd be hard pressed to point out that Trump himself is directly profiting. But you know what? I'll be honest. I don't like the way this looks at all. I mean, at the very least, I think there's an appearance of impropriety or an appearance of a conflict of interest. I just wish, look, there are so many great places in the United States to host the G7. I wish he would have chosen a non-Trump property. I understand he's proud of his properties and he's put a lot of work into them and he wants to showcase them to the world. And he genuinely does think it's the best place to host these G7 diplomats.
Spectacular property, by the way.
I don't like the way that this looks at all. If this was Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton doing something like this, people would be going crazy on the right. So I just think that's what you have to do when you look at a situation is apply the what if this was the other guy test. I don't like the way this looks at all. I hope the president, not, I doubt that he will, but I hope the president reconsiders.
Well, I see United States Senator Bob Menendez criticizing the Donald Trump administration's plan to host that G7 summit at one of his South Florida properties. Maybe they should go to the island that Menendez visits. Just
there you go.
Did I say that? I want to tell you. So, going in, we don't know what is going on with the ceasefire. Do we know with the pause? I suspect there's going to be some rogue terrorists that are lobbing rockets, and I don't know what's going on. Do we get any breakdown on that as far as we know, Five Boroughs, is what's going on with this pause between Turkey and, into the Kurds in Syria?
Well, apparently, Turkey is... They're still firing at the Kurds, at least as of a couple hours ago, but that does not seem to jive with this ceasefire deal that the vice president announced with Erdogan yesterday. So we'll see where it goes.
Cell service is spotty. So
yeah,
maybe they didn't get the message.
We'll see where it goes.
Well, wishing everybody the best. Steve Perillo is going to join us. We're going to take a light note and have some fun in Italy on AM 970. The Answer, you're always welcome. I appreciate the phone calls because you do make a lot of sense. And we know you listen. You're the reason we're here. 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Debbie Duhame is out there looking out for you. She's going to do traffic in Rome. Jeffrey's right. That's pretty funny.
I won't know the roads there. I'd really have to study the maps. But I'm supposed to be on vacation next week. I mean, Susie and Brandy handle it, you know?
And you deserve it. You deserve it. Deb, how are we doing traffic-wise this morning at the 821 on AM 970? The Answer.
Joe, I see volume on 9A southbound into 117 into Mount Pleasant. It's a disabled truck on the shoulder, but it's causing a delay. Still a very tough ride on 80 East, but that accident investigation cleared up by exit 45 over in Parsippany. 21 North at Clay Street in Newark. It's a car fire. Inbound GWB upper level, an accident, but traffic is pretty light there this morning. Traffic is moving slowly this morning on the eastbound side of the Gowanus, getting up through the Prospect. Watch for some volume this morning as you take a ride to the Hutch North at Orchard Beach. An accident here in the Bronx to deal with as well. We're still seeing some pockets of volume as you head over to the Northern State Parkway West, right into Wolf Hill Road. Looks like an unauthorized tractor trailer just being cleared. And watch out for some stop-and-go traffic on the LIE West approaching the Queens Midtown Tunnel. LIE West at Deer Park have an accident as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 58. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You've got to go to to Moe's.
We going? Hey, hi, Joe on the radio. Well, you hear me telling you about Parian and Sons and how our buddies Glenn and Maria are retiring. And it just warms my heart because they certainly deserve it. They've been there for almost 100 years, 98 years, Clifton and now in Franklin Lakes. They're right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. But this is your time to get the deal of a lifetime from Parian & Sons, up to 70% off. 70% off. I've told you how great it is, you know, and how the watches alone, just the diamonds that I saw there, the beautiful jewelry, the little beautiful cross I got for Charlie for her first Holy Communion. And Parian & Sons, they've been known always for superior quality. Now, this week, you can buy the jewelry and the watches that I've been telling you about now for years. This is incredible jewelry that I've seen. And you can get up to 70% off. Nothing is being held back. Everything at Parian & Sons has been discounted up to 70%. You know you got to check it out, right? And wish Glenn and Maria the very, very best as they, you know, go into retirement. They're young, too. God bless them, retiring young. But, you know, and they have always appreciated the business. But now, boy, are they giving it back big time right now with up to 70% discount from everything at Parian & Sons. Parian & Sons, going out of business sale, going on now. And again, right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or here, ParianDiamonds.com.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings, 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda. The following segment sponsored by Perillo Tours.
Hey, Steve Perillo with us. He's the boss. He is the man carrying on the tradition and the legacy of Italian Americans everywhere. Steve, welcome to the show, my friend. We are locked. We are loaded. We are packed. We are ready to go. Come fly with me. Come fly with me. Come fly away. Hey, Steve, we are so thank you, Steve. I had to tell you, Steve Perillo, the boss. Thank you so much for being so meticulous, for working on everything. I know how hard you worked on this trip. We are so excited. Now, you going with us tomorrow, Steve?
Let's hope so. You know, I have to be there, so if anything goes wrong, I'm going to I'll be able to fix it on the spot, but nothing's going to go wrong. I'm flying in a day early, so I'll meet you when you arrive in your group. You have about 75 people coming with you, Joe.
Bring it on, man. We're the family.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Not so much a trip as an invasion of Italy, actually, is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Come on, this is going to be
weather. People got to know. Late fall, the winter, it's going to be close to 80 degrees all next week.
Are you kidding me? So I was bringing
my weather.
No, well, God forbid I should be that smart. We appreciate you doing that, Steve. So I was going to bring a jacket at night. It must get a little cooler at night, no?
Yeah, in the 60s, but you don't need a coat. You don't need a coat. Maybe a little portable umbrella or something. Joe, don't eat for the next 48 hours. All right? I want you to be hungry.
Okay, man. We just went over this. Al said, Joe, you're not eating. I'm eating. I'm actually going to have wine because I know you're going to have the best wines. People go, Joe, you got to relax. This is your break. No, this is it right now, Steve. And we've had such fun with it, man. And I cannot wait. Steve, when's the show that you and I are doing? Is that Monday? Is that Monday in Rome?
Yeah, it's Monday.
Great.
Around,
perfect.
Dinner's at 6. We're going to have about 80 people. We have another group, Joe, in the hotel. They're going to be like banging on the doors to get in. I don't know what to do. But they didn't pay for your trip. They didn't ask for your trip.
Listen,
so this
I say
is what
we.
They get.
I say we do a little. We charge him. You and I make a little thing on the side. Hey, Steve, come on!
Don't tell anyone. We'll scalp tickets,
man. You got an envelope. You're in. It's not a problem, you know. But see, this is what I'm talking about. I speak to you. You know, when you hear about Perillo Tours, this is not a commercial thing. This is my friend Steve on the radio with me. I was worried because I worry when I perform. I want to be at the top of my game, and so
right.
I'm thinking, all right. So I thought it was Sunday, and then I look at the itinerary and it says we go in Sunday. Man, we hit the Vatican big time Sunday. Vatican, and this is Steve Perillo Vatican time. This is no lines going in. Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's, the whole deal. I cannot wait to see it. Then all I kept worrying about was, I have to do a show that night. I was whining to Frank about, I've got to do it. Now you've moved the show Monday. this is great because I can now do the Vatican with everybody. We could have a blast. I'll go back rest, and we could swing it on Monday.
Yeah,
man.
So thank you for that. It'll be. They're all friends, and you don't have all your sound equipment perfect, but you'll be able to. You can perform in any situation, right, Joe?
Well, you know what? We'll put it together, and we'll walk it through. And it's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to tell you this too, as a friend, and we're completely transparent on this program. When I was in Salerno, I stopped off at Salerno, and the last trip I went a few weeks ago, and I just wanted a trip around town, and it was so difficult to get through. I'm so grateful to be with you, Steve, because they, you know, everything could be a bump in Italy unless you go in. From what I'm witnessing,
the tours are so easy. It's so easy.
Great.
You don't have to think about anything. It's fun to go on your own, rent a car, and all that stuff.
But it ain't easy.
So
easy. You don't have to.
You just enjoy yourself. You worry about enjoying yourself. That's it.
That's your responsibility. And Linda's going too. Your sister's going too. Correct? She's going for the
Rome section. There's going to be a big fight about Sunday night. You know, we're all free, and I want to have dinner with you and just you and me. But then we got Frank. We have.
We'll have a little intimate. Let's have a little intimate sit down. We could do that, right?
We have the two Franks. And we have all the wonderful customers. I want to meet them all. I can't wait. They're all your listeners.
We are family, and I see videos, and I see how nice everybody is. I cannot wait. And I have to tell you, too, a shout-out, Steve. Thanks for going to the event with Frankie Volpe, our guy at the Columbus Citizens Foundation.
That was
great. Was that?
And your performance was better than – your New York, New York is better than ever. You had the place going wild.
It was so much fun, but it was great that you were there. And then one of the folks came over from the Italy government, and a gal came over, and then she goes, "Oh, Joe, I thought that was you." I said, "Hi." We chatted, and I said, "You want to see the guy that does more for your country than anybody else?" I said, "Right, that's Steve Perillo." She goes, "That's Steve Perillo?" I go, "Mario's son, right there." And she ran right over to you because they appreciate all that you've done for this beautiful, beautiful country. And then we were at the White House, and we saw the love of the Italian Americans, the love of the Italians for the Italian Americans. So this is going to be great. Now, should I pack anything that I'm missing? You got the microphone, you got everything. I'm all set with that.
You're all set with the music. Don't overpack, Joe. Don't overpack.
I always
you
do.
Steve. Do you ever wear jeans? You don't wear jeans. You know, everyone's going to be wearing jeans all day, and you're going to be in your suit and your
Just yesterday, I said, I'm going to, and listen to this, and I'm stating this. I know Frank and Al will not believe it. I'm going to be casual in Italy. So I know what I'm saying. I won't wear a tuxedo. I'll just wear a suit and tie. Hey, ho! No, that's not true. I'm going to be casual, but should I have to bring some suits and ties? Should I bring any formal wear, like a tuxedo?
No, you don't even need a tie at all anymore. A couple of nights, you know, the last farewell night, people will wear a jacket, but Americans dress casual these days, as you know. But you always look great. You look great.
You know, I'm
Does
so
everyone
excited.
Know you work out in the gym with your suit and tie on? Does anyone know that?
It's true, man. I did.
It's not a joke.
I did it. I know. I did. Well, it's too much trouble taking my things off and taking them with the gym. Look, what's the difference? A suit or spandex? I mean, I prefer a suit. What am I going to tell you? You know,
right,
Steve. We love you, and you know, in the name of the heritage of the Perillo family and the Italian American heritage, all that you've done is monumental. A big shout out to Frankie V, our guy who's our buddy, and we're all going to go, and we cannot wait to see you. But with gratitude and respect, Steve Perillo, for being so nice. You're family, man, and you treat us like your family, and we're honored to have you do that, my friend.
Thank you, Joe. When we get back, we might have another trip to talk about. You never know.
Whoa! Uh-oh!
That'd be amazing.
Uh-oh!
For everyone
listen,
who missed listen. Out.
Boss, you know best, and we are honored to be with you, Steve. I will see you in Rome tomorrow, domani, and we love you for this, and I can't wait to see you, Steve Perillo, and Viva Italia,
too.
And God bless America, and we love you, Steve, and thanks so
That's
much.
Right.
Man.
That's right.
Here we go. Andiamo, Steven.
Ciao,
andiamo.
Andiamo in Italia.
Yeah, thank you. Here we go, man. Steve Perillo, Italy tomorrow, baby. You're going. And we're so excited that you're with us. And I'll tell you what, this is the start of a beautiful friendship, baby. 834 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Boom, I see the phone calls. Wow. And I apologize for holding up or babbling and talking. And I'm going to go to the phone calls ASAP on the Balance of Nature phone lines. But let's break for Al with the headline news if we can. Right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 834. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority has already issued over 1,000 warnings to drivers for blocking bus lanes in Manhattan. This comes just 1 week after the agency installed hundreds of cameras along the M15 bus route. The cameras are part of an effort to help speed up the city's underperforming bus system. As of now, drivers will only receive a warning, but following the 60-day grace period, the city will begin handing out fines ranging from $50 to $250. Celebrity chef Rachael Ray opening 13 new restaurants, but you can't eat at them. The food will only be delivered through Uber Eats. That's because these are virtual restaurants. The items available are all from her new cookbook, such as buffalo pulled chicken chili, spiced fried chicken wings, and jalapeno popper grits. They'll be available through mid-December. The locations include Houston, Austin, Dallas, New York, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Baltimore, Portland, Seattle, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Chattanooga, and Toronto. In sports, Yankees just one loss from elimination after an 8-3 setback to the Astros in Game 4 of the ALCS at the stadium. Game 5 is tonight. Kyle Palmieri's power play goal snapped a 1-1 tie early in the second. Devils beat the Rangers 5-2 in Newark. Islanders beat the Jets 3-1 in Winnipeg. And Thursday Night Football, it was the Chiefs over the Broncos 30-6. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks, Al. 9A southbound slowing down at 117 down through Mount Pleasant. A disabled truck is on the shoulder. 287 eastbound slowing down right through White Plains. It's still pretty busy on 80 eastbound heading out toward Parsippany, but the accident investigation by exit 45 cleared from the express lanes. 287 south right at Route 80, an accident here in Parsippany as well. Inbound GWB upper, an accident, but only 5 minutes into town. Inbound side of the Lincoln, a disabled vehicle being cleared 20 to 25. Holland's still about 15. Traffic is moving slowly as you take a ride to the eastbound Gowanus. That stop and go up through the Prospect. A lot of stop and go traffic as you head to the Hutch North up by Orchard Beach in the Bronx. It's an accident in the right lane. Prepare for delays there. LIE westbound into Deer Park Avenue. It looks like an accident in the process of being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 58. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. What are you listening to? Thank you for listening. It's 8:37. You know, the great Bobby Darin was taken from us way too early. You know that he was truly a musical genius on an astonishing trajectory. Yeah, we lost him at 37 years old, right, from the Bronx, New York. Robert Walden Cassotto, Bobby Darin. He was gone, boom, like just like that in a flash. But, you know, now Bobby Darin lives on in an incredible tribute concert starring Ron Gartner. That is Saturday, October 26th at the beautiful Saccone Theater on the campus of Bergen Community College in Paramus. The music of Bobby Darin features all of Bobby's blockbusters like Mac the Knife, right? Dream Lover, Beyond the Sea. Remember Artificial Flowers? Right? Then he went to If I Were a Carpenter. Remember that? He was the guy. Bobby Darin, one of the greatest entertainers of all time, captured by Ron Gartner. The music of Bobby Darin at the Saccone Theater in Paramus, New Jersey. Tickets are like this. Tickets.bergen.edu. If you would, tickets.bergen.edu or call 201-447-7428.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Allison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Welcome back to Amazon Prime One Day Delivery Trivia. Now to the next question. Susan and Tom just ordered a party-sized bag of candy, a piñata, and a karaoke machine for their kid's 8th birthday party, all using Amazon Prime one-day delivery. Assuming there are 10 rambunctious kids at the party, what else will she need to order in one day? Adam.
Aspirin?
Correct. Introducing one-day delivery from Amazon Prime. Order from millions of items. Tranquility delivered.
8:39 with Joe on the radio. Hi, I have my balance of nature with me. I got my my vegetables right here, my fruits right here, and I carry my little carry. They have these little beautiful balance of nature carry-on bottles that I take with me, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. It's not a vitamin. It's not a synthetic. It's not a filler. You will not eliminate this. This you will use. These are antioxidants that I want to put in. I want you to put into yourself so you can fight all those free radicals, everything that attacks you, from an allergy to sneezing, you know, just a scratchy throat, to if you're feeling tired. I feel tired like Doug Weiner. No, you'll feel great with Balance of Nature. But you know why? Because I feel great. Frank and Alan, Debbie, we're all on the Balance of Nature train, and we want you to experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. That's why Dr. Douglas Howard and Sue, you know, and Lex and the beautiful Howard family give you this, a 35% discount plus free shipping. Not only 35%, by the way, free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now, the offer may end soon, so please don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Here is the number for Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. It's 800-2468-751. Or you can always go here, please, balanceofnature.com. Discount code, the answer.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher's coming up momentarily. Let me go to Chris if I can. The guy's in Westchester. Chris, good morning. Thank you for calling. What is on your mind?
Hi. Good morning, everybody. Love listening to all of yous.
Thank you.
I had a little bit of a conflict with what Frank said when he said that Obama and Hillary would have been questioned and hassled over, you know, something like what Trump is doing, hosting the event at his, I guess, golf course, because I'm just hearing about that now.
Yeah, okay.
I don't agree with that at all, because when you think of all the things that both of them did, Obama and Hillary, which were far worse, like giving away billions of dollars to the Middle East and not even being able to trace where that money went, and Hillary with the computer and not keeping the security of the United States at hand, and nobody seemed to question those things, and I think they were far worse than anything Trump has ever done. It just, I think if the guy blinked twice in a row, they would say he was Morse coding some enemy. I mean, it's unbelievable how they harassed this man.
That's great. You know what, Chris, you're right out of money. That's a great line, though. That's great. Yeah, he's blinking. He's sending Morse code to Vladimir Putin. Great. By the way, great fodder for a sketch, I'm telling you. No, I know. I know what you mean. I think Frankie was saying, though, about how President Trump is saying, hey, you know, everybody's going down to South Florida from all over the world. Let's use my place. I love it, and that's what I love about the president. And I know I've been at Doral. It's spectacular. And the employees. But knowing the president, and if I this is just me thinking about it, maybe he's just going, it's like a shout-out to his employees because he's so loyal to his properties that maybe just a shout-out. Because I don't know constitutionally if you can indeed do that. But that's what we were talking about. And I agree with you. I mean, this is what I don't understand, to your point is that how Hillary, and I hesitate to say it because I'm so sick of hearing the whining, you know, the whining, but really the fact of the matter is, how did Hillary destroy 33,000 emails? I mean, that alone and bleach them and then hammer them. And yet you and I have to listen to Adam Schiff talk about the president. How does that happen? Can someone explain it to me? And your point is so well taken. That's exactly right. Oh, in the name of goodness gracious, what they did. Benghazi alone. Oh, and then they come back at us like rudely. Well, how could you, you know, what does it all mean? What difference does it make now? Are you kidding me? And yet it just goes away. It just goes away. And if they, and that's why I'm hoping, and this is the criticism that you will hear, and this is from the Republicans. I want to see subpoenas flying out of the Senate, and they're not. And I don't understand why not, because the Democrats will not stop. The Ukraine thing is going to go away. There's nothing there. It's another nothing burger. And what Schiff is wasting his time on, I'm embarrassed as an American to see what they're doing. They're losing it. You could see it in their face. Chuck Schumer, they're losing it. They can't understand. They don't understand us. They don't understand America. They have no concept. It's all special interest like that. Yet they're not going to stop. Trust me, in the bowels of the Democratic Party, they have something ready to go after Donald Trump that's next after Ukraine. Trust me, something is in the works. It what they call a rollout, to quote my friend Catherine Herridge actually said that, Dan Bongino said. It's a rollout, and they're going to roll out what's next. How, though, they can do that, and why the Republicans don't stop and go back the way, you know what? You know what Hillary did? That was as egregious and illegal as anything you can do. And they're talking about me, about Mayor Giuliani going to the Ukraine. Give me a break. Let me go to Richard real quick before we break for Mike Gallagher. Richard, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. I just want to wish you a great trip. And
Thank you.
Bonacali and arrivederci. And I just want to tell you a couple things. First of all, there'll be a great vacuum while you're away. Your radio audience, as I do, we love your program and your show. Right,
thanks, man. Yeah, you know what? That is really nice. And thank you. Thank you, Richard. We love you for that, man. Thank you so much. And can I grab one more phone call? Albert, go ahead, Richard. You want to say something else?
One more thing, Joe.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, first of all, as far as Senator holier than thou Bob Menendez, hooker-chasing underage senator, I don't know who he is to cast the first stone at the president.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And
it
wouldn't surprise me if the president doesn't donate the funds from the G7 summit to a charity, the wall.
Yes, something happened. Thank you, Richard. Let me go to Mike real quick, and then we're going to break to go to Mike Gallagher. Mike, thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, thanks. Real quick, I just got back from Italy. I was down. I drove from Rome down to Naples. I went to Avellino, but I think you should also stop at Benevento's. It's really close. Beautiful Roman theater, outdoor Roman theater, and you're going to have a great time. Hope you have a lot of fun.
Thank you, Mike. We are. I'm going to drop over to Avellino and say hi. I got my cousins over there. We're going to say hi, la familia es molto importante. So I appreciate that, Michael. Thank you so much. 8:47, Debbie Duhame. She's packing tonight. Oh, we got a big week coming up. But we're working right now for you this Friday before Mike Gallagher jumps on the air with us. Debbie's out there on the roads checking traffic on AM 970. The answer. Grazie.
Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. LIE West at Deer Park Ave. Accident. Busy on the northern state west at Wolf Hill Road, unauthorized truck, and the southern state east at Eagle Ave, an unauthorized truck right into the overpass there. It's still busy on the Hutch North at Orchard Beach with an accident being cleaned up, and some stop and go traffic here as you head to the Hudson River crossing, still waiting about 25 minutes in as you head over to the Lincoln Holland 15 to 20, and the inbound GWB moving okay with an accident cleared. Garden State Parkway south at 148, a collision, 287 south at Route 80, an accident. 80 eastbound still heavy through Parsippany because of last night's terrible fatal accident there. The investigation wrapped up, so you're moving a little bit better, but still pretty tough through that stretch. And the southbound thruway, some stop-and-go traffic getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Watch out for some slowdowns on 287 eastbound right through White Plains. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Now, I know full well if you are in any kind of pain, maybe back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain, you've got some options. You've got Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent even lower inflammation. Or I suppose you could rub all kinds of goop on body parts that hurt or do that a few times a day. You could also use those over-the-counter drugs, even prescriptions. We know about them. So let me ask you, why do you think tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every single day? I think it's because they're in less or no pain. In fact, I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. That's why they created the 3-week quick start, to make it easy and as inexpensive as possible for you to get out of pain, too. They're on a mission to get you out of pain, and I've joined them. And they've been a consistent sponsor of this show for the entire time I've been here on Salem, which is about 4 years. In radio, sponsors come, go, they may stay for a year, sounds like they're doing great, then boom, they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year after year. Order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Thank you, Larry Elder. Joe Piscopo, 10 before 9 o'clock, 8:50 right now, telling you about the Route 22 Toyota. We love Iggy. We love everybody at Route 22 Toyota, and you will too. They will take care of you the way they took care of me, my sister Carol, the way they took care of Five Boroughs, the way they took care of Mike Gallagher. That's what they do. That's what Iggy does, and Carmelo Winchester. And now this, you got 5 minutes. I'll give you the 8:55, okay? It's 8:50. I'll give you the 8:55. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter at Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded, but you got to check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new, the new customer lounge. And now this, first five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. But you got about 5 more minutes, okay? You got up until 8:55. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Check out Alex Cancella. Ask him about the APR financing that'll just knock your socks off. You will not have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or you could start here, please. Route22Toyota.com.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
My mother could say some stupid things. I'd do something wrong. She said things didn't even make sense. You go up to your room and you stay there until you learn how to act. I'm in my room for 3 hours to be or not to be. That is the question. All right, I got my act together. I'm going back downstairs. Young man, did you learn to act? To be? Oh. We got Mr. Funny Man here, huh? Yeah, we have a comedian in the house. You just wait till your father gets home. And I'm going, what the hell does he know about acting?
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
That's George Wallace, really one of the funniest ever anywhere. Mike Gallagher comes up at 10:05, kind enough to jump on and give us a little preview of what's happening this morning. Mike, good morning, my friend. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I saw you hanging out at the White House. I live vicariously through you. You're such a big shot. I'm in my boxers on my bed eating Doritos and watching all the beautiful people hang out. You and Arthur Idala and all the big shots. And, man, I'm so proud of you. You looked like a million bucks, and I'm jealous. It was fantastic.
If you were there, you would have got me to the president. We would have been in the back room. We would have coming down. You would have been with the president of Italy coming down the steps. Me, I stay in the background. I want to be respectful. But I have to tell you, the inspiration, the patriotism, Mike, that was in that room. And it wasn't, you know, when you go to Washington, I know you know this because you're just an expert at this, where you can sense things. And they always have an ulterior motive. No ulterior motive except the goodness of the United States of America and our friendship with Italy. That's all was
well,
in that room,
you,
man.
And you celebrate that, and that's the theme of the Joe Piscopo Show, the greatness of America, this love you have for our country, for our relationship with Italy. Nobody's better at it. I watched you on TV for the Columbus Day Parade. You were brilliant. You were so spot on.
Thank you,
and
Mike,
and you're just you. you're like the station, you know, ambassador for goodness. And I get my inspiration from you every morning. I tune in wherever I am, and I love listening to all you guys. And I just I'm feeling like $1 million. I had so many good friends at the Trump rally in Dallas last night, and I was getting reports all through the I mean, Joe, 50,000 people on a Thursday night in Dallas.
Yes!
Do you let's impeach him? Yeah, let's impeach him.
I know. 50,000.
Do you think the entire field of Democrats collectively could draw 50,000 cheering people? All of them put together.
You know, and everybody was just taking pictures, and they just said impeach this, which was great. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, but I think therein lies, I think, that Nancy Pelosi meltdown or that terrible, nasty attitude that we're getting from the progressive socialists of the country. They don't know what they can't figure it out, because it's like, and they should just look. This is your country. They should. This is the one person who understands it is the president. These are the people, and the Democrats don't get it.
Joe, they're in a bad way, because let me make it as clear as possible. If they impeach him, it blows up in their face, because they'll never get a conviction in the Senate, and he's going to win in a landslide. If they try to continue to drag it out with their star chamber secret hearings that are not working for them, that's just as bad, because the American people are going to say, wait a minute. You know what, or get off the pot. Are you going to impeach him or aren't you?
Yeah,
I mean, goodness. They don't know what to do. They're kind of in turmoil. They lost a giant of their party with Elijah Cummings passing this week. And, of course, our condolences to his family and friends. Way too young, 68 years old.
Lots of health challenges.
And I saw a speech he gave. Did you see the speech that Fox News ran in his first day on the floor?
No.
He was such a beautiful message. He said, let's look for what unites us rather than what divides us. And I thought, boy, I wish that the Democrat Party of 2019 followed that. I wish they'd look at the love that so many of us have for what this president is accomplishing, and the policy and the incredible economic numbers and the record unemployment and all these great jobs creation that's happening in America. The president was right last night. We have a lot to celebrate right now. And if they would just play ball a little bit, imagine what we can do, what we can accomplish. So great entrepreneurs like our buddy, our mutual friend, and of course he adores you, Mike Lindell. Mike's going to pop on today. Guess what? There's a new MyPillow product. Don't tell anybody what it is if you know.
Okay. I know.
Do you know what it is?
Yes.
You know, right?
I'm so excited. I'm so because I need it. I need that product desperately.
Yeah, I need that product desperately, too, because Mike found a problem with what we think. You know, everybody thinks that he has built a better mousetrap again, just like he invented the perfect pillow. Now he's invented another perfect product that's going to solve a real problem. You and I both know what it is.
We're going to
announce it at 10:45 this morning here on AM 970, The Answer.
You are a man, Mike, and everybody sends their best. When I'm down in Washington, they love you down. They love you. Everybody loves you.
I'm so proud of you. Thank you, Joe. Well, we love you, and can keep fighting the good fight. Have a great weekend, my friend.
I love you too. Mike Gallagher right there, 10:05. Right now, Joe Lumberg standing by with the weather. Joey, how are we doing throughout the whole weekend? What are you thinking?
Generally pretty nice weather. I mean, it's going to be still kind of windy today, not like yesterday. Cool, cloud, sun about 58. We get more sunshine tomorrow up to 60. Sunday, a little nervous. There could be a shower in places south and east of the city. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy day, the high 63. But generally a pretty nice weekend coming up.
This is great. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Well done, always. Piscopo in the morning. Hey, guys, is the boss is in the studio. Should we wait till after the break?
Absolutely. He has quite a bit to say.
Because he is the boss, and we're going to kiss up to him. I mean, frankly, what am I going to tell
exactly.
you? Exactly. He's here, so... we have that. Okay, should I say, Frankie, the greatest guest we've ever had on the program is coming up momentarily.
There you go. If anything,
I think you should improve
that's an
that a little bit more.
That's an understatement.
A little bit more.
Greatest guest
living,
any show has
living
ever
legend.
Yes.
Living legend.
I can't say legend.
Right.
He is the living legend. Jerry Crowley's going to join us. Very proud to always bring Mr. Crowley to the airwaves, because he put us on the airwaves. He put me with Yeah, he goes, you know Frank Moran? I mean, the guy that books me all the time. He goes, yeah, yeah, Frank Moran. And Al Gattulo? No, who's Al? I don't know who Al is.
Put us all together. The rest is radio history in New York
Jerry
City.
Jerry wasn't sure who Al was at that point either.
Nice. Real nice.
And Debbie, too. Chris Mackey, you'll join us as well. Your phone call's always at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone line. We love having you with us. Piscopo in the morning. We are Salem's flagship station in New York, New York. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Suffolk County's budget could be $20 million in the red by year 2020. Newsday reports that the Budget Review Office is saying that the current budget proposal would create the deficit from the police district and general fund. The office says Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone's budget overly optimistic for revenue. The budget plan also increases property taxes. Some beer enthusiasts will have a hard time finding a new brew from Samuel Adams. It's actually not new. It's been around for a while. The Boston-based brewery released its latest barrel-aged extreme beer, Utopias, earlier this week. The company says it has 28% alcohol by volume. It's illegal in 15 states. Only 77 wooden casks of the limited release drink were brewed this year. In sports, Yankees lost to the Astros in Game 4 of the ALCS. Devils beat the Rangers. Islanders beat the Jets. Thursday Night Football, it was the Chiefs over the Broncos. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.